Good morning, and I hope that this format isn't a little too weird for you, that you get so distracted by looking at the video that you miss what God might be saying to you. So hopefully we're having a good time in Tahoe. Everybody's safe, but hopefully you're having a great worship service this morning as well. If you're on the internet and you're on social media, especially something like Facebook, it can really seem nowadays like the sky is falling. You know, our country is divided between two political parties, sharply divided. And, some people follow the party line so much so that they do things that they shouldn't do, and they suspend their logic and suspend human decency. And even the media and the news outlets aren't always helpful either. The way they report things, and they have some biases, and they give headlines that are shocking that they want you to click on it. And so it's easy to see how some people get so fired up with some of the articles that are written as well. And it's hard to discern the truth, what's really going on today in our nation. But one thing that we do see is that we are a nation in turmoil, and it's not pretty. Our president, he seems to be doing things without tact at times, and it just seems like, what are you doing? Some of his policies may not seem that well thought out, and they're not popular. He seems to be alienating us from some allies and engaging some that we previously thought were enemies. And discussions about these things have turned into rants and arguments, and that so much so that some people have said, you know what, I don't want to deal with Facebook anymore. I'm going to get off Facebook. Or they've said, you know, don't post anything political. And everybody's just getting so weary over what's been happening lately. But again, all people would agree that our nation is in turmoil. It is kind of a scary world we're living in now. You know, even with the people protesting, there's like fake protesters who are, I've read, were some were hired by people to make it seem like there's more people protesting. Or there's other people who just join in protests, and they're like anarchists, and they just want to destroy property and do things like that. And everything is just so messed up. No one knows what the future will bring. But it does seem like we're going downhill pretty fast. But the good news is this, that we can turn things around. That there is a way that even though we look like we're headed in a downward spiral that we can't come out of, there is a way that we can turn this around and heal our nation. How do I know? It's because we aren't the first nation to find itself in a very, very difficult position. And we're not the first nation that finds itself in turmoil. See, thousands of years ago, Israel was in turmoil too, but they had the benefit of God himself responding to their cries. And the cool thing about this was that even though they were in a predicament that was so tough, and they did not have the power to get out of it themselves, God did. God knew what was coming. God knew what was best. And they could go to him, and he would get them out of it. Now, our situation is not the same as Israel's, but we seem to be headed toward a very similar outcome, where we will be stuck in a place that we're so stuck that it would take a miracle to get us out of it. Before I get into the scripture, I do want to give you some context, though, about what is going on, just so you have an idea of everything within that scripture and have a better idea of how it all fits together. Now, this passage takes place in the time of Exodus, the time of the Exodus. And God had just saved Israel from Egypt. And for some of you, you may remember the 10 plagues and things like that. And God set them free, right? Arguably the most famous story of Moses and Israel. God set Israel free, and they were going. And Pharaoh changed his mind. And he said, you know what? I need my